Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Neil Garfield Show, a presentation sponsored by www.livinglies.wordpress.com, GTC Honored, and the law firm of Garfield, Kelly & White, serving all 50 states with news and analysis of the latest bank scams against borrowers, homeowners, consumers, and investors, and providing legal representation throughout Florida. This program is for general information only. It is not a solicitation for services or legal representation and should never be used as a substitute for advice from a licensed professional. And now, here's world-renowned financial expert, attorney, and blogger, Neil Garfield.
Hello, this is Neil Garfield, and it's another Thursday. It's March 13th, 2014, and I am broadcasting from Tallahassee, Florida, again, brought to you by the Living Lies weblog, the GTC Honors, the law firm of Garfield, Kelly, and White, with offices in Tallahassee and Fort Lauderdale, and brought to you from donations to the Living Lies weblog from listeners like you. If you are at your computer listening in, either through your computer or by phone, you can join our chat room by clicking on the link to the Neil Garfield Show. You'll find that link on the front page of the Living Lies blog. Thank you for joining us on our show tonight. Our guest tonight is Kenneth Hanks, a retired title attorney transplanted from Colorado to New Mexico, where he has found himself in great demand as an expert witness. We are very lucky to have him. He is the first title expert to step forward and give an actual explanation and opinion on the trouble that the banks are causing with their messing with our title system. He is knowledgeable, clear, passionate, easy to understand. I personally look forward to utilizing his expert witness services because it takes some of the expert witness work off of my back as it relates to title. Remember, if you miss any of our shows, you can always come to this site and download the show. If you want a transcript, I've been told we can work something out with that as well. In about a month, I'll be back in South Florida in the Broward office for hearings, meetings, presentations, etc. If you want to schedule something with me, please call 520-405-1688 or 954-495-9867. The mission of my blog and this show is to get information out to the public, to lawyers, to public officials, and to the media, which seems to think that Wall Street corruption is the third rail of journalism and politics. Nobody wants to touch the banks. What is happening in the media is symptomatic of what is wrong with the government system. Bad information, poor judgment, laziness, and a failure to apply the resources necessary to investigate the entire story of blood, sweat, and tears of not just homeowners, but pensioners whose money was invested in those bogus mortgage bonds that are causing so much trouble now. I had a rant prepared for tonight, but I want to get right to the meat of things because even in the neighboring non-judicial state of Arizona, the concern about the quality of title on residential properties is starting to pop up wherever you look. Judge Hollowell, a Tucson federal bankruptcy judge, was a presenter at a CLE seminar, and the first words out of her mouth were that she did not think enough people were concerned about the spike in litigation that is going to occur when people start trying to sell or refinance their homes in a few years. And we have someone running for county recorder's office in California whose campaign slogan is No More Dirty Deeds. So what is this all about, and should you be concerned? Yes. You should be concerned because even if you think you have settled with what you think is the bank, you might well find out you settled with a stranger, that you still have a mortgage on your property or a deed of trust, and that you need to file a quiet title action with a lawyer just to get financing or to sell your home. And the push over the last 6 years to get these cases into foreclosure and foreclosure sale has only made things worse. With me tonight is Kenneth Hanks, Esquire, a retired title attorney, title work for one of the major title companies in Colorado. He now lives in New Mexico, but he has found his retirement interrupted by calls for help from homeowners who know something is wrong, but they don't quite understand it, and they don't know how to fix it. That is where people like Ken and I come in, my blog, the show, and everything else I do and other people do to spread the word. Unless you think that what I'm saying is speculative, which you'll hear, it's theory, it's speculation, let me tell you that in the last week alone, I have received a couple of dozen reports of cases that were settled or decided in favor of the homeowner with results that were astonishing to people looking in from the outside. Damages, plus getting rid of the mortgage, plus attorney's fees. Not all of them go that way, but I heard of a few just in the last week. Of course, you don't get news of the settlements, which all have strict confidentiality clauses that say if you breathe a word of this, you lose your house. So I respect that, and although I am tempted all the time to give some details, I don't, because of client confidence and because I don't want anyone back in litigation trying to save their life and home. Ken Hanks is a graduate of Texas Tech University in economics. He was in the Economics Honor Society. He went to the Oklahoma University Law School, which is the leading oil and gas law school in the country. Admitted to practice law in Colorado in 1981 and has probably written more title opinions than any other attorney. His sole practice for over 25 years was to write title opinions based on his research of the county records in the various counties all across the Southwest United States and the Rocky Mountain region. Ken, thank you so much for coming on as a guest. We're really honored to have you here. Tell us how you ended up examining the title implications of these securitized mortgages, or the mortgages that the banks say are securitized, and which I say are mostly not securitized, which probably makes the title issues even worse.
Well, thank you, Neil. And yes, I'm very aware of your feelings about all of this, and I'm grateful that you've stepped in and done what you've done the last several years in regard to all of this. And as we've spoken, I've followed your blogs for quite some time. I was a title attorney for over 20 years, licensed in Colorado. Then I retired, so I'm no longer licensed. I worked as a sole practitioner, and my clients were oil and gas companies. I was located. I moved to Colorado after getting out of the University of Oklahoma and hit the ground running with the credentials that I had from the University of Oklahoma. There were a lot of people in Denver, and the oil and gas business was booming. And at that time, you know, the oil and gas people were kind of good guys. We were needing natural resources, we thought, and so forth. And so I started with a lot of small clients who later became big clients, clients in Denver, Oklahoma City, Dallas, Fort Worth, Farmington, New Mexico. But anyway, so that's all I did, was go to the courthouse and examine public records in regard to property ownership. I'd look at the district court records in regard to any court cases, the probate record, anything in regard to encumbrances on title. Land is very important in this country. People came from Europe and all over the world to come to America 350 years ago so that they could no longer be serfs and get a little piece of the action here in America. So I'm sure a lot of people have heard about the sayings of statute of frauds. That is because of land. You can't have a written contract in regarding land over $500. A contract has to be in writing. You have a doctrine called specific performance. If somebody cheats you out of a deal with land, you not only get damages, but you get the land back. Because land is very important. It's the foundation of this country. And these banks and the title companies, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, all these people, about 25 years ago, began to circumvent 350 years of property law in this country, the foundation of this country. And that's what's happened. It's not just an isolated scheme. They started in the mid-90s with developing this outfit called MERS, Mortgage Electronic Registration Systems. Then in 1999, they got rid of the Glass-Steagall Act, which separated investment, commercial banks, and insurance companies. Then they looked at securitization and said, wow, this is good enough for government-sponsored enterprises. Let's invent this for the big banks, and let's get our piece of the action. They even securitized, they even created patents on this securitization process. It's all a scheme that they started 25, 30 years ago that has come up to this point in time. And here in New Mexico,
I think that most people don't know that they actually filed for patents on this
scheme. It's incredible.
As I told you before the show, it's a short show.
I told you you'd have to shut me up.
Oh, that's my job.
People would be amazed that these guys went to such an extent to patent their process. They have thousands of them. Different companies have patented their process on securitization. Yeah, I mean, I underestimated it first when I started my research. But what I've come down to is it's not rocket science here. But what they have done is obfuscate the truth. And you can peel back the layers of the onion. We can educate these judges with common sense, language, and thought process and explain to them what's going on here. I'm not, on the bandwagon against the judiciary. I think it's just a matter of education, but it has to be done, and one step at a time. And in New Mexico, which was virgin territory until just recently, we've had two or three cases specifically, one by the Supreme Court of New Mexico just a month ago for the homeowner. So we're beginning to see a little tip of the iceberg starting to melt here in New Mexico. But this has to be done. The title system, as Neil said, I say this, and it's not really funny, but I say to people that come to me and want my help, and I say, you're the lucky ones because you find out about MERS and you find out about your problems. It's going to be these people like my neighbors sitting around here who maybe in a couple of years want to sell their house, and they can't sell it because of the clouds on the title and the problems with the chain of title and the fraud that's involved. That's when all hell is going to break loose. Right now, the people in foreclosure, they're the lucky ones because they found out about it. But there's a lot of all my neighbors, as I look out the window right now, they don't know what's lying in wait. It's like a submarine under the water, ready to come up. And that's what we're facing in this country. Over 60 million loans went through MERS.
Before I forget, those people who are in need, especially the lawyers who are listening or government regulators and law enforcement that I know are on the line, the telephone
number. Thank you, Neil. I know what you're going to say. Thank you.
Is 505-797-7319. 505-797-7319.
And I actually work now with an attorney here in Albuquerque, and I work under her license and her umbrella as a paralegal. because I have not renewed my license from Colorado, and I just got into this, and it really appalled me with what I saw with what was going on in the county records. And but, you know, I cannot be doing things that might be interpreted as being practicing law without a license. So I've had to associate myself with a wonderful attorney here in Albuquerque, and so we file documents and do things under the auspices of her law firm and her licensed practice. So I'm basically in that position as a paralegal with her law firm, and that's how I'm able now to go about this, because I have to be careful. You know, I'm out there doing the Attorney General's job, but, you know, they got $93 million here in New Mexico from that billion-dollar settlement a couple of years ago. So one might think that the Attorney General's office has kind of been bribed a little bit, and they're keeping an eye on me. So I'm not, you know, I want them to do their job, but looking after me is not what I would consider being doing their job.
The Attorney General's job is a political one, and I think we have to remember that. Before we run out of time, Ken, give me your take on what the effect has been on title in terms of what you've looked at in New Mexico and perhaps other states. Judge Hollowell was pretty clear that she thought that there was going to be a spike in litigation that was similar to the spike we had in foreclosures, because when people with the expertise that you had as a lawyer writing title opinions, when they actually start drilling down on this stuff in a few years, they're going to be issuing opinions.
Very good.
That's clear.
That's exactly, you know, in fact, it'll be tenfold. Like I said, 66-plus million homes fell under the MERS scam. So, and people, you know, I don't care if the name MERS is on your mortgage. No one explained to you, and I can guarantee any judge that's sitting up on the bench never knew about MERS until some of this stuff came up, and probably still doesn't know really enough about it. But that's going to be the problem. These people, when they go to sell their home down the road here, and title companies are going to back off on rendering title. We cannot give you clear title to this house, because and title companies are already getting very skittish. You'll see a lot of exceptions, a lot of qualifications in their title opinions, in their title policies, because they know this. And what's happening here in New Mexico, not only they, but the attorneys themselves, with Unfair Practices Act, abuse of the judicial process, are being attacked. I see some changes already with the papers that I've filed in the last 2 years, or people that I've worked with have filed, and see some changes. And, in fact, one of the people I'm working with got a notice the other day. I mean, we have three law firms in this state who do foreclosures. You know, they're part of the legal network that these big banks established 20 years ago, and the attorneys now are asking for an extension of page length in their motions for summary judgment, because the arguments that have been presented by people that I know of before I became and since then with under the auspices of the law firm that I'm with now, they can't beat our opposition to summary judgment. So now they're trying to step ahead with some additional pages in their document, and I'm anxious to see what they are. But I'll tell you, with your work, Neil, and what I've incorporated and learned from what you've been doing, we're about three steps ahead of them. And whatever they file next month or so, they're still two or three steps behind us. So I see some changes here, and I would hope it's happening, especially in the other judicial states in this country, because we've just seen the tip of the iceberg. Right now, just like, you know, only 90% of people don't respond anyway. And then, so you have some, now I hope we're down to maybe 75%. But people just give up. They just give up. But now we're going to see that they're not going to give up. So you have that litigation. Then you're going to have the situations where people go and try to sell their homes, and they're going to find out that their buyer or their proposed buyer is not going to be able to get title insurance to buy, you know, when they want to buy the house. And who's going to buy a house when they can't get title insurance? I mean, I'm telling you, the S is going to hit the fan.
You know,
there's going to be some quick education real quick, because that's exactly what's going to happen.
The other thing that I predicted years ago, and I think in 2007, is that with all these people leaving their keys on the kitchen counter and just leaving because they knew they hadn't made a payment, but it never occurred to them that they could not be foreclosed or that the debt was already paid off.
Mm-hmm.
There's a bunch of people out there who may find out in a few years that home they left years ago and had forgotten about, they still own. Now, that might be good news if somebody needs their signature to complete a closing, but it also might be bad news if something bad happens on that property.
Yeah, and particularly when they maybe somebody tracks them down and they owe property taxes because the final sale never went through or the bank did not record their deed. Or their sheriff's deed or whatever, and so now they've been out of the house, and now they get tracked down and say they owe property taxes.
Yeah, somebody gets hurt on the property,
you're exactly right. This is just a quagmire.
Yeah.
You're exactly right. Exactly right.
My point in having you on was to give kind of an overview of that and to announce to the world that after years of trying, I finally stumbled over you. the problem that I've had up till now, as you well know, is that the club of title attorneys is a very tightly knit club. And I was unable to penetrate it and get anyone that was willing to issue a title opinion, even though I had spoken with the president of one of the largest title companies in the country, who had told me that I was completely correct in everything I was saying, but he would never say so in public.
Yeah,
and,
well, that does not surprise me. You know that at all. And but go ahead, and then I'll add just one more short thing on that. Yeah.
All right. Well, I think it's important to know that there is now in you an expert witness who will testify about the legal implications in title as well as the associated issues and who could do so not only in New Mexico but can do it anywhere because your experience with title and writing title policies and title opinions, I mean.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, I can guarantee you that nobody wrote more title opinions from 1981 to 2009 than I did. And, you know, my clients were the oil and gas guys, independent, and it was fun when I started, independent exploration guys out of Denver, Oklahoma City, Fort Worth, and who were successful business people, but they weren't the big boys. And I got to meet with them one-on-one, and they came to me, and I won't go too long here, but they call stand-up title opinions. So I would get up in my car, travel to the, and you know, you don't drill wells in New York City and Chicago. You go out to the hinterlands of Wyoming and North Dakota and western New Mexico, and I would go to these courthouses and examine these public records and come back to my home office and write these 30, 40, 50-page title opinions, which eventually became 500-page title opinions. And I had to chain the title from, like, in the New Mexico and the out here in the West. Generally, our property records start when the original United States patent is granted to a homesteader, a homeowner, back in around 1890. So I would have to run the chain of title from 1890 approximately for 100 to 125 years. And people were spending hundreds of thousands of dollars to drill wells based on my ownership that said they were drilling a well on the property that I said the ownership was owned by such and such. And people would be surprised how many people share in the ownership of land in regard to a well. And then after that, the proceeds of distribution from production from that well. So a lot of attorneys won't do that because of the liability involved. Well, I did it, and that's all I did for 25 years. I never wrote a will, a trust, never chased an ambulance. That's all I did. And so I was, I retired, and it took a lot of effort on my part. But I focused on that one area. And that's, so I'm very prejudiced to that profession, that endeavor. And for see what's happening with what's been going on with what's been done by MERS and these banks to circumvent the property laws of this country. And another thing is I have a minor in history, and a lot of this is history. And I'm proud of or at least I used to be, maybe a little more so than I am now, about this country and our country's history. Thomas Jefferson all the way. And, property law is sacrosanct in this country. It's the foundation, the roots. There's a reason why people have to know that they're buying a piece of property from the guy who owns it. If you don't know, we left Europe from that 350 years ago. These guys have perverted our entire American way of life. That's my 2 cents worth.
Well, I think it's worth a lot more than 2 cents. And I think that we
Well, you
have,
can be my agent. You can be my agent.
Well, I'm willing to be your agent through the blog and the show and so forth because...
And you have been. It's wonderful what you're doing. And, you've seen some of my documents, and, I'm sucking you dry, buddy.
Well, I think that what you've done is spectacular, and this is a major breakthrough for people who are homeowners or litigators, and even those people who are now building business models and in buying tax liens, homeowner association
exactly.
liens.
Exactly. They better be on guard.
Who are taking on the banks, and they're winning. And you have other
yep.
people who are buying the house and then litigating and so forth. There's a lot of business models out there, a lot of sharks in the water, because they can smell the bank's blood now. And
well,
I think
that's right. And I do want to say just one other thing that we've talked about.
We've got 30 seconds.
Tried to find an attorney to work with. And you mentioned this a little bit before. I was so discouraged with some of these attorneys who I looked up, who I thought were foreclosure defense attorneys. They still didn't want to touch it. I mean, there is a closed club, and this needs to be broken down. These attorneys need to learn to do the right thing. And fortunately, I have found a wonderful attorney, and we're going to take it to him.
We have to end the show there. Thank you very much, Ken Hanks. And
thank you, Neil.
We'll be back Thursday.
All righty. Okay. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to our broadcast. We hope that you tell your friends about us and let them know that there is hope and help in this financial crisis. Tune in every week to The Neil Garfield Show for free information and advice, and visit our blog daily at The Living Lies Blog. We provide support services, the latest strategies, analysis, expert consultations, testimony, and declarations to use in your battle against the largest economic crime in human history. For information concerning Neil, the team at Living Lies, or the law firm, go to www.livinglies.wordpress.com or call 520-405-1688. The opinions expressed on this broadcast are those of the host and should not be attributed to any other person or entity.